Second News. Trending now. Trending now.
There is still that issue. Mike 1 southbound from about Smith Street drowned through the Crown and Boysons interchanges, and a little bit of traffic on the N12 if you're heading out towards the R558 near Protea Glen if you're going out to the Potch direction. But other than that, dololo.
The City of Tshwane has opened additional customer care centres to handle the influx of residents registering for the necessary prepaid meter recording. This move is in response to Eskom's nationwide meter registration campaign, which aims to ensure that all prepaid meters are updated before the deadline on Sunday. City spokesperson Lindela Mashigo confirmed that these registration centres will be open from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon for a 3-day period.
These municipal offices, which will operate from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. on the 3 days, will also assist customers with account inquiries, payment arrangements, and account settlements.
And news just in from America. The judge in President-elect Donald Trump's criminal hush money case ordered that sentencing be delayed indefinitely. It's considered to be a legal win for Trump as he prepares to return to the White House. Now, Trump was convicted of 34 felony counts in May. A jury found he had fraudulently manipulated business records to cover up an alleged sexual encounter with a porn star ahead of the 2016 election. For more on this story, visit jacarandfm.com, click on news. We stay with international news. Aubrey Grobler from PSG Wealth in Pretoria East is keeping an eye on that.
European markets ended the week in positive territory, with the German DAX closing 0.9% higher, while the French CAC closed the day 0.7% higher. US markets opened the day in mixed territory, with the S&P 500 opening 0.1% higher. The tech-heavy Nasdaq, however, opened 0.2% lower, with Nvidia down by 2.3%.
With that, we head into the company news.
Intuit reported quarterly results yesterday after the market close. The TurboTax and Credit Karma parents saw first quarter revenue grow by 10%, which was above the analyst consensus. The share price opened 4.3% lower due to management guiding lower than expected growth for the next quarter.
A dollar trading at R18.11, a euro R18.84, and a pound R22.67. Bitcoin still growing. It's trading at R98,553, or rather dollars there. And gold is trading at $2,704.04 per fine ounce. Oil sitting at $75. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 7.
Tyd nou vir die sportberig met Joe Mann, en dit word geborg deur Superbets. Ken jy jou sport beter as enigiemand anders? Verwys dit by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with some rugby news. Ben Etzebeth will partner Franco Mostert in the Springbok second row as Wales take on the box after Jean Clain was forced to withdraw from the match day 23. Etzebeth's promotion to the starting 15 for the Cardiff Clash sees flanker Marco van Staden being drafted onto the bench. And Pep Guardiola said today that he would remain at Manchester City even if the club were to face relegation from the Premier League over alleged breaches of financial rules. Guardiola signed a 2-year contract extension on Thursday, committing him to the English champions until 2027. A hearing into the Premier League's 115 charges against City has been ongoing for several weeks, with a verdict expected before the end of the season. Now, City are in Premier League action this weekend as it returns after the international break. Now, Guardiola's opposite number knows that it's difficult to get a point at the Etihad Stadium.
Go there and see whether we can disrupt things again and hopefully put some pressure on them, but we know it's never an easy task. And great that Pep's re-signed. I think he's fantastic for the Premier League.
That's Spurs manager Ange Postecoglou speaking ahead of their match to